Here, Rabotai. Shalom to all. Okay. A couple of things. First of all, again, the Shabbos, our annual Shabbos Zohar, Shabbaton. So, if you didn't sign up yet, please let Jesse know that you're going to be here, hopefully. We'll Friday night till, and we'll eat by my apartment, and then we're going to have a minyan for Mincha, Jesse, at a quarter to five. Quarter to five here, Mincha. And then we'll daven Mincha, we'll have Shal Shudas, I'll give out a small packet, we'll sing, and we'll daven Marav, and Rehule, and it's our annual Shabbos Zohar Shal Shudas. Some years it leads right into Purim, this year or not, but yeah. So looking forward. What?
This is something from Rabbi Haber, the sheet that he made that I thought you would appreciate.
Oh.
Because it's coming up. I totally forgot.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Hold it because I don't want to lose it.
Yeah, yeah.
So because tomorrow, next week we're going to be doing this.
Yeah,
yeah, I'd like to see. Okay. Okay, so that's the okay, we're still unpacking, even though I gave out packet chof today, that was only because this, you know, for Seder time, but we still didn't finish your test. Oh, so I want to show you something very fundamental in packet your tests. Let's go back to the first day of Shir. First day. What did we talk about? Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim. Where the sukkah lot, the malvichof. And what did we say that machlokas is dependent upon? What's the hezver of that machlokas? What? Well, the sukkah is dearest keva, or sukkah is dearest arai. Okay? If you hold it's the dearest arai, then it can't be the malvichof, because that's too much of a permanent structure. If it's dearest keva, then it could even be Lamal Mikhov. Right? Now, this machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, where the Sukkos Diras Arai, Sukkos Diras Keva, is a couple of other places in Shas. So where else do we mention? So if you, what? Mezuzah, exactly. Mezuzah. Does the sukkah need a mezuzah? Does the sukkah need a mezuzah? So, last I checked, in most people's sukkahs, there was no mezuzah. Why? Because the Gemara in Yuma, Dav Yud Aleph, says what? That since we hold sukkahs dira sarai, so then what? Doesn't need a mezuzah. But according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that's dira keva, you do need a mezuzah. Now, question. I don't understand. Everyone agrees that Sukkot is only 7 days. It's Pasuk and Chumash. So what's the machlokas? Whether, and everyone agrees that if you have you build a hut for 7 days, that's not chayv in mezuzah, because that's dearest arai. So what's the machlokas? Oh, excellent. Ooh, Rav Gukin, the Guk. So zok the Guk. That. Since it's a mitzvah, in other words, just to pull up a hut for 7 days, for sure you don't need a mezuzah. But if it's a mitzvah, to what? Put up a hut. So then that gives it a chashivas, and that's the reason for the shita that it's diras keva. But the other shita says no. It's the bottom line is only 7 days. Who says this pshat? Who says this pshat? So the Sefer Divrei Mordechai quotes it from where? Sefer Gvur Sari. Who's the Gvur Sari? Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh says it in Yuma, in the Sugya of Lot, the discussion whether the Kohen Gadol in the Lishkas Parhedrin. He was there for 7 days before Yom Kippur. Right? They're getting him ready. So the shaila whether Lishkas Parhedrin is chayv in mezuzah now. So why? It's only 7 days. So the same idea. if there's a chiyuv to be there, that might give it what? A status of a chashivas of dearest keva. What were you saying, Rabbi Kobri? Oh, he wants to say, Rabbi Kobri wants to say, since the mitzvah is, this is your house, but it's only your house for 7 days. Right, but say I have a house that I'm only going to live in for 7 days, but you're saying, well, also, the house you live in 7 days is also chayim. If you buy a house, and you're only going to live... Yeah. This is your home. Okay. I hear.
Even if you destroy, like if I would build a house and then live in it, but then destroy it, does it make it any more permanent?
Yeah. Oh, what's English? Okay, so today, I want to give you a third application of Dears Keva versus Dears Arai. So, check. What do we hold? I mean, the mice we hold the sukkah doesn't. So if you take a look, in the Mishnah, on page 1, in the packet of Yutes Chambezim with base, he says, "Ha'osa sukkaso barosha agola or barosha sfina, kshera." That is, you make a sukkah on a boat. On a boat. So it's kosher. It's kosher. So look in the Gemara now, on page 2 of Gimel Amud Aleph. Mani Masnis in Rabbi Kiva, he the Tanya also Sukkotsu Brosha Svina Rabbi Gamaliel Poisil Rabbi Kiev Rabbi Akiva Machshir. So it's a machlokes that you can put a sukkah on a boat. Masa Rabbi Gamaliel Rabbi Akiva Shei Boy Besvina Amad Rabbi Akiva also Sukkah Brosha Svina. So Rabbi Akiva says that it's good. Rabbi Gamaliel says no good. So Rabbi Akiva made a sukkah in the Sfina. L'macha noshva ruach va'akroso. The next day, the ruach came and no more sukkah. Amar lo Abaye, so Amar lo Rabbi Gamaliel, Akiva, heichan sukkosra. Where's your sukkah? A little bit, Rabbi Gamaliel held it was possible, so, and then he built it. Rabbi Akiva held it was kosher. He built it, and then the wind took it away. So he says, "No." He said, "No." I'm Rabbi Gamaliel. Akiva heichan sukkoscha. So Gemara says, "I'm Abai. Kuli alma heicha. The ainu yichon lamad baruch betzuya deyabasha lab klumu." Was if your sukkah cannot stand in the ruach metzuya of the land, that's no good. Yichol lamad be'enim metzuya de'abashu kovim lo pliga de'kshera. And if it could, then it's kosher. Ki pligim yichol lamad beruach metzuya de'abashu ve'enim yichol lamad beruach metzuya de'yam. That's what it says in the side. Whereas, but what if you have a sukkah that could stand on the yabasha, but if we would take the same sukkah and put it on the yam, it wouldn't. So is that good or not? Rabbi Gamaliel Sover, sukkah's dearest keva beater. So Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Gamaliel says you need dearest keva, and therefore it has to, keva means that it has to be what? Able to stand even beruach metzuya of what? Of the yam. And Rabbi Akiva says, Diras Arai, so all you need is what? The Ruach Metsuya of the Yabasha. So what does that mean? That means that even though most probably you're making your sukkah on the Yabasha, but Rabbi Gamliel says that's not good enough. If potentially I would put it on the Yam, it wouldn't be able to stand. So Rabbi Akiva says that it's tolay on the Yabasha, because he holds what? It's Diras Arai. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, you need Diras Keva. And therefore, what's the shear of Diras Keva? Suya Diyam. That's the Gemara. So the Brisker Rav, I think this is the first Brisker Rav we're doing this year. Page 3. Maran Riz Halevi. That's what? Rav Yitzchak Zev Halevi. Who was the what? It's the Brisker Rav. He was the same Rav Soloveitchik from YU. So his father was Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. And Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's brother, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's brother was the Brisker Rav. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was the older brother, and their sons of Rav Chaim. I saw this. So the Riz is Rav Yitzchak Zev Halevi. So he wrote some svarim, many svarim on the Rambam. So this is a little kuntras on Kiddush HaChodesh, Yuma, and Sukkah from the Brisker Rav. So this is the Sukkah part. So he explains this machlokes from Rekiva and Rabbi Gamliel. He says, look inside. Hinei, the Sukkah Chav Gimel, Gabi also Sukkos of Rosh HaTzvina, Barbayin, Kuli Alma, Hechadein, Yichol, Olamod, Baruch Metsuya, Diabash, Kuli Alma, Lopligin, Kishera. Ki Pligi, Yichol, Olamod, Baruch Metsuya, Diabash, Vein, Yichol, Olamod, Baruch Metsuya, Diab. From Gamliel, Sovar, Sukkos, Diras, Kevabina, The came then you call Abba Baruch Mitzuya the Yam love Klumu. The Yakiva Sava Sukkah Diras Arai Bina. The came you call Abba Baruch Mitzuya the Abashak Shere. Ufer Shashi Sham, lo Klumi, the Phil Diras Arai Lohavia. He says, Mechor Bavur, Mitzah Hevgnu, the Paslin, the Sukkah Mitzum, the Inn, the Shavasav Diras Arai, the Lokomash Kasav, the Ulam Yishlomar, The Rambam first, the Hadi Meini Chol Lamad Baruch Mitzuya Shal Bashal of Klumu Mishum Hilchas Mechitzas. In other words, he says, in Hilchas Mechitza, it's, say, forget Sukkah. In Hilchas Mechitza, when do we mean the Mechitza in Halacha? The Shosayachin needs a Mechitza, the Tashmish Amitna Lefnei, Ha'or needs a Mechitza, Achila, Achila, Bifnei Hameis needs a mechitza. All these things where you need a mechitza. So whatever you need a mechitza, the shear of mechitza is. You're talking about Omed Baruch Mitzuya Diabasha. Chol mechitza she'eni chol lama Baruch eina mechitza. V'chei mashma loshan Rambam. Avalav mishum time the din dira chasin Allah. It's not a din and dira. In other words, the brisker, this is a classic brisker vort. It's a shnei dinim here. A classic brisker vort. He's going to say like this, that the concept of ruach mitzuya is a din and, it's not a, you know, we hold that a sukkah needs, we paskin ruach mitzuya there, yabash. But that's not a din in hilchas sukkah. It's a din in hilchas mechitzas. Because Hilchas Mechitzas applies not only to Sukkah. Where else does it apply? It applies to for Shabbos Mechitza. It applies, I told you, Achila B'fnei Hameis, Tashmish B'fnei Haner, all those things. So it's a din of Mechitza. Aval Mishum din time it din dira kasino. V'nira l'fizeh. So the shiur hu b'mechitzas. In other words, so it's a din in mechitza. So even if I make my sukkah on the boat, and it's einu yichol l'mod baruch mitzuya de what? The yam, but it's yichol l'mod baruch mitzuya de yabasha, but say I look out. And we don't even get a ruach mitzuya of the yam on the sfina. So it's kosher according to the shita that all you need is ruach mitzuya the yama, because most probably if it'll blow away. But say I look out, so then I'm good. It's kosher. If you hold what, then the definition is ruach mitzuya the yabasha. That's the opinion of what, Rabbi Akiva. The shiur hu mechitzas, three lines to the bottom. The bina shetei yichol l'amad baruch mitzuya. The hain baruch mitzuya da yabosha. V'akol shove ima mechitza omedes sham o b'yabosha. It doesn't matter where the mechitza is. The mechitza could be in the yam, it could be in the yabosha, as long as it's yichol l'amad, and the Magen Avraham will say, and even if it's what? Indoors. The shiur is still yichol l'amad baruch mitzuya the yabosha. It doesn't matter where the location is. Dein mokum hamechitza malam mori klal in the shiura the shei mechitza. Lach mashkechina hamechitza atzma bavad. Ulam inyan din diras keva bezem mishtan hashir lefi hamokum shi omedes bo. But if it's a din, you see, if the din of ruach is a din in the din of mechitza, so then, as long as it has that shear, it doesn't matter where the sukkah is located, because that's the halacha of mechitza. Mechitza has a shear. The shear is ruach mitzuya the yabosha. It doesn't matter where you are. Now, hashteitzach, if you could have a mechitza that is ruach mitzuya the yabosha, not ruach mitzuya the yam, and you're going to put it in the yam, you might not win. But Kozman, that you're locked out, you're locked out, and you still have the din mechitza there. But one second. Ulam, but the din of diras keva is not a din in mechitzas. That's a din in the dira. And therefore, it depends where you're making your sukkah. B'zemishtan hashir l'fi amokam shi omedes bo. Him omedes b'yam, asar shadeh yichol l'ama baruch mitzuy d'yam. L'af ach l'af keva hu. Came the Mokushi of Medisham, any Yeholama Baruch Mutsuy today. Vizel the Tolid did also Sukhosa Brosh of Sfida, but Plukh didn't Kevo and Kim, Sukhadiris Arai, Kin Rach Milchas Machitzes. The Hilkham Schich, Lake and Lafkusa Klau. Him Machitza, Medis Biyabo Yosha, almost Sukhadiris Kevabin, and Bonavo Dun Hokamidin Dira, Vizaha called Nidon Lafiha Mokushi of Medisbo. Mechad the Mizah Mokam, any Holama, has Sukhapsula. So he says, so there, it's that if you hold that it's a din in what? It's a din in Diras Keva, so then, and you're making it in the Yam, so you can't make it a Sukkah that is only fit for the Yabasha. That's not Keva, because the norm is if the Ruach Mitzuya to come. So then you didn't have a Diras Keva. But what if you made the Sukkah by Yabasha, according to the Shita that you hold, that all you need is that you hold Diras Keva? So he wants to say, if I'm understanding correctly, that you would need. See, the simple time you read the Gemara is that if you need a diras keva, so that if you're making your sukkah by yabasha, but you still need that it should be roi lamo baruch mitzuya diyam. The Brisker Rav is saying no. The sheet that holds you need ruach mitzuya diyam is only if you're building the sukkah on the yam. So then it won't be keva. You hear what he's saying? He wants to say that the shita of diras arai is not a din of the diras, it's a din of the mechitza. And therefore, it'll be good no matter where you make it, provided that your sukkah is still standing. And because it's one shear of mechitza. That shear of mechitza doesn't matter where the mechitza is. But the shita of diras keva is a din that you need the sukkah to be potential bekvias. Lu yitzur sukkahs would be 300 days instead of 7 days, it will be able to stand. So then, even the shita of diras keva, who normally holds you need ruch mitzuya diyan, would hold that this is okay, because you built it by yabasha. That is, he's saying, in principle, he wants to say that it's two different dinim. What do you say? One second, let's digest a little bit. See, the other way to say it is no. That the shita holds ruch mitzuyah diyam, even if you're going to build it lat on the yabasha, you still need that potentially it's ruch mitzuyah diyam. He's saying no. The ruch mitzuyah diyam is if you make it on the yam. In other words, the shita is ruch mitzuyah diyabasha, even on the yam, all you need is the ruch mitzuyah diyabasha. Because it's a din in the shir mechitza. Now, for shteitzich, if it's going to blow off, then you lost your. You know, like Rabbi Leo said to Rabbi Heichan Sukoscha. For a din mechitza. Yeah. A din mechitza. Whenever you need a mechitza. Whenever you need a hilchos mechitza, for hilchos for Shus HaYachid v'Shabbos, the Tashrish Mufnei Or. So, it's a ruchi. So he's saying that the sheet of Diras Keva says that it's sukkah. It's not enough to just have it in mechitza. You need it diras keva. It looks like superficially he says diras keva. He says diras arai. But the Brisker Rav is saying that the depth of the taich is that diras arai means that you just need the regular din of mechitzas b'chala tarukul. And the din of diras keva is that it's not enough the regular mechitzas mechol tarkula, but you need lat. You need a din of a kvias, and that's how he's explaining. Ezra, what did you want to say?
This is like the other thing about whether or not you can build walls like next. Right.
We discussed that. Yeah, we even discussed that yesterday. Yeah. No, because the shear of mechitza is what? The shear of mechitza is the yamasha. So even if it's inside, it works both ways. In other words, if you build it at the yam, afal pikin, you only need ruch mitzuya de yamasha. And if you build it inside your house, which you would say you don't even shouldn't even need yet, but no, you still need, it works l'chumra. That's not good enough. You know, it's a big shaila. Whether what do you say, mechitza in a shul, whether they have to tie down the bottom, whether you, to make it ruach mitzuya the yabasha. Yeah.
If
it's like this, because it's not tied down, it's high enough. Yeah, it's good. See, he passes, it's good. Yeah. In other words, right. In other words, you won't. Urisam. You can't see.
Tzvias.
Right. See, he says it. Right. It's not like. In other words, there's one rug who writes in a sefer that if you have a mechitza like that, it's not tied down to the bottom. In a shul, it's not good.
The bottom.
but even though it's high and you can't see, this is good. See? So you have to come. You should know sometimes you were here for Shabbos. Come here. We're having a big Shabbaton this Shabbos. You want to come? Yes, so you can come. I remember one time you came in on the middle of Shabbos, I saw you came. See? So you can come this Shabbos also. A lot of boys, you can come eat by me also. Yeah. Yeah? Before davening? At least the first part of Chazon Ish, right? What he said originally, yeah, what Shimon Nair points out. Yes. So he would say that Lamaisa, this is called either Yichol Lamo Baruch Matsuya the Abosha. Because if you make a sukkah outside, but you protect it with the wind, so Lamaisa it is. It's just you're doing something. In other words, you have to have it Beguf HaDavar or not. Right. But Apopikain, the see, the Shaila, the Mogen Avraham says, if you have a mechitza like this, like L'shamesh L'fnei HaSvarim, you need a mechitza. Well, L'shamesh L'fnei HaOr. So the Mogen Avraham states this is no good. Because it's saying that you call L'mod Baruch L'tzuyah D'yabasha. Even though you're inside, but L'maisa, he says, this could be a kisui, but it's not a mechitza. And the kisui, you need double kisui. So this one, the Mogen Shteit, Mogen Avraham, this is no good. The Shaila is, by mechitza and shul, as you're saying, maybe that's not even a din of mechitza, it's just a din with sneeze v'alma. Or salvation. Okay? So that's, but the Beferish of Mogen Avraham, Shin Tez Vav. Yeah. In Williamsburg, they have.
So, Rabbi, right
here. Yeah.
So according to Rabbi Akiva, if you need only a bin and a rye, and if you're eating in a sukkah that only offers the aposho on a boat, as long as the sukkah is standing, you're yotzer.
Right. Because all you need is Yichol Lamo Baruch Matsuya the Yabasha.
Right. So until the sukkah collapses.
Until the sukkah collapses, it's good. It's so good.
The
yeah. 1 second. So that's how you see that from the Gemara. That Rabbi Akiva put up a sukkah. He put up a sukkah, and it was only Yichol Lamo Baruch Matsuya the Yam. Araya, it fell down. So why did he put it up? Because he holds that that's still kosher. Obviously, once it fell down, then it fell down. So it's no good anymore. But calls man that you didn't have a Ruach Matsuya. Ruach Matsuya means a Matsuya, but it doesn't mean that it's always happening. So Rabbi Kiva made the sukkah in the Svina because he held it was kosher. And he made a bracha on that sukkah. Now, but once the Ruach came, even though it was a Ruach Matsuya, but Ruach Matsuya doesn't mean that it's always there. It's Matsuya. Matsuya can mean once a day. That you have a kozman that the ruach didn't come, it's okay, that's okay. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, you need a ruach mitsuya the yam, and therefore, once it came and blew it away, that shows that the sukkah was never good, like Rabbi Kiva. Like Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says, you need ruach mitsuya the yam even. No. No, that's not the. He says you need Ruach Mitsuya the Yam. So the Briskerov says that's only by Yam. Because that's the din of Diris Keva. He says the din of the Chov of Diris Arai and Diris Keva are two different things. Diris Arai just means that all we care about is that you have Mechitzas. What's the Shir of Mechitzas? Yochol Amon Ruach Mitsuya the Abasha. But the Briskerov says, Rabbi Gamliel says, you need Ruach Mitsuya the Yam because Diris Keva. But that's only on the yam, because that means keva where it is. That's not a din of the mechitzas. Din keva means where you are. It has to be keva. It's a chap. This brisker of. It's not a famous brisker of. There are much more famous ones. not from the top 10 famous ones. The name is Hanukkah, that's from the top 10.
So, let's see, the frame and the mechitza is separate, so the canvas separate. So you have like a frame, when you put up the canvas sukkah, the mechitza is different. So if the frame is weaker than the canvas sukkah, the frame would go down by a rule, so you're still yotzei and it's a sukkah.
Again?
If the canvas is open to the ruach hatsuya, the frame maybe not necessarily, you get lucky, but there's no ruach hatsuya that happens. There's still yotzei and it's a
sukkah. But the canvas won't stay up if there's no frame. Right? If there's no frame, there's no canvas. So if it, then it's not only Ruach Matsuya, Ruach Matsuya the what? The Yam or the Yabasha? For whose sheet are you talking about, Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Gamliel? Akiva says it is Ruach Matsuya the Yabasha, so it has to be Ruach Matsuya the Yabasha. So if it can't be, even if the frame can't be only Ruach Matsuya the Yabasha, then the canvas will fall down also.
But that's just because the frame falls down.
The frame fell down because of the wind.
The frame fell down, but the canvas wouldn't have.
The canvas is attached to the frame. It's one thing. Yeah. Oh, you're saying, what if you have a place where it's so windy that there's a ruach mitsuya more than the yam? So Rabbi Gamliel would say, therefore you would need the ruach mitsuya of that location. No, but Rabbi Akiva would still say you only need ruach yamiyasha, the yabasha, kolzman that you look at. Okay. That's what Rabbi Gamliel is saying. That's how the Brisker Rav interprets Rabbi Gamliel. Yeah, but the, no, because it's he's saying no. Rabbi Akiva's shita is that it's a din in mechitza. So you need a mechitza, just like you need a mechitza at Shabbos, and mechitza means ruach mitsuya, the yabasha. And then lahalacha we paskin sukkah diras arai. That's why we hold that sukkah l'mal mechof is possible. And we hold that what? That you don't need a mezuzah. And we hold that all you need is ruach mitsuya the yabasha. Rav Avadia Yosef said that we're not being mekayim even ruach mitsuya the yabasha. But what in Williamsburg? Do they use canvas sukkahs? Canvas sukkahs, people? Yeah. You know, no, the tarp. You know, not wood, but yeah, people use it. Even without the lovet strings, they use it. They put little. So some people are choshish that it flaps in the wind, and what the strings to be lovet or even without. Still today, are you with that? Well, everybody ties it down, but the question is, do they also put lovet strings? Okay, that we'll see. We'll get there. We didn't even get to lovet strings. The normal. Yeah, right. In other words, if you're in Brighton Beach, I'm originally from Brighton Beach. You know, by the water there, so there's it's windier. You're in Long Beach. It's windy. Or operate. Right, but you're here, you know, further in, not near the water. It's a different. But I would say, probably it's a good question. I would say Rove Mekomus by Yabasha. In other words, what if it's Rove Mitsuya, the Yabasha further from the ocean, but not Mitsuya. Unless you say that close to the ocean is like Ruach Mitsuya the Yam. Maybe you could say such a svar. Okay, Rabosai, twice a year we have the covenant. of having Rabbi Einsteiner come in from Cleveland for Tzedakah issues. So it's a big comfort for us to have him address us and to get your Matanos Lavyonim ready.
I've been coming to Yitzhak Yochanan now for well over 25 years. Remember, Rabbi Shapta said, why don't you come here? So I came. We distribute money twice a year to over 400 families, well over 200 families in Eretz Yisrael, for poverty stricken, for Yom Noroyim, and for Purim. The reason I'm involved in this soccer is, one, it's honest. The poverty, as far as human beings can do, is very, very fair. We check out their needs as they vary. We give larger stipends to larger families and smaller ones to smaller ones. And then secondly, and to me, equally or more important, is that if you give a dollar, that dollar goes to those aniyim. There are expenses incurred in getting the money there. It does not come out of these funds. It's born elsewhere. If you give a dollar, the dollar goes to the Eretz Yisrael. Over 400 families, you want to give something appreciable to each family, they're poverty stricken, comes out to a lot of money. Over the last few years, I would say that better 18% of the money we send comes from Yitzchak Lechon and that's alumni. It's a lot of money. The money is distributed on Purim afternoon in Eretz Yisrael, which is after sunrise in the States, so you Yotzim Matanos Lavyonim with all the Hidurim. Rabbi Shapta right now is in Eretz Yisrael. He calls me up, Leil Megillas Esther, after the time is somewhere between 12 and 2 in the morning. Whatever money has come in to him, or what has been committed to him, we lay out the funds we have in Eretz Yisrael. Brenda's not here, we have to give it to Rabbi Simon.
No, don't give it to me because I collect for a different stock.
So Rabbi Eitan Schnell is also willing to take the money in the meantime, or Rabbi Shechter is giving it back either before or after Tanis Esther. You can get the money to him, or the commitment to him with your name, will lay out the funds. Gentlemen, it's an honest tzedakah, it's a real tzedakah. I urge you to do whatever you can. Everyone wants to give tzedakah. You like to think some of it goes to where it's supposed to go. Here, everything goes to where it's supposed to go. Checks can be made out to my shul's charity fund for tax purposes as congregation to a field charity. Gentlemen, avail yourselves. It's a very big tzedakah. Can I ask you to pass it out? How are you?
Okay, good for the Lord. Nice to see you. Congregation Torah 20, let's check. Congregation Torah Field Charity Fund.
You can leave out charity fund.
I put in charity fund.
Oh, it's good if you put in charity fund.
Yeah.
They won't get confused.
Yeah, it's complicated. Someone just take the yeah. Okay, bring it up. Bring it up.
What's the? This is from given out on firm. Think this money is all given out on firm.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Jake,
what's the share for two?
One second.
Very
hard to determine. Yeah. Well, do whatever you want to, and we'll talk to Lombus later.
Thank you very much.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank
you very much, boy. I'm praying for you. Okay, everybody? Okay. I'll be collecting I have been collecting already for Aniyim in the New York area. This is for Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, the New York area. New York. What? Yeah, again, that's why I collect. If you collect, you can do whatever you want. I don't tell you what to do, what not to do. Yeah, I've been collecting already, yeah. Yeah, I've been collecting Rosh Hashanah through Purim. You can come to me in the middle of the Suda, and because I call it in, you know, I call it in till, you know, till the end. And then it gets picked up on Motzai Purim, the actual money, but it's called in, so they lay out the money on Purim.
When do you need to get the money?
I can get it any time. You know, if you give it to me on Purim, also. Checks the Chevrat stock of a Chesed. Yeah, I try to go around the minyanim at night and the morning. You know, I can't make every single place at every single time, but I Chevrat stock of a Chesed. And that's Rabbi Einstatter from Cleveland, Congregation Torah with Tefillah, charity fund for Aniyim in Eretz Yisrael. In terms of the shiur of how much you give, so the different shitas, so some hold a suda. I think Rabbi Reichman thought it's like $5, you know, per ani, you know, something like that. What? No, you're saying something like around $5 or something like that. It's like, that's how some say. Yes. Yeah, so Rav Goodman once said that we assume that it's like dispersed. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so that we do as a zecher l'machtzis hashekel in the mikdash. No, so it's just a zecher. So that you give $1.50. So shekel, the Ramah says it's the whatever is the currency in that makom, so we go by dollars. So maxes of dollars is 50 cents. That's how some learn. And then three of those are $1.50 per, that you could, some give per family member, you know, question whether. Yeah, so that's the Binyan Sion says there's an Indian of Shlichus. The Pashas is, there's no Indian of Shlichus. Well, that's why some have the thing that they pick up the thing and you put it down.
You get change
there. Yeah. If you give $20 to Yotze. Yeah. Right. Because they don't, like in the place I give, in other words, they give out the money. And the money I give just goes into the bank, and this is the money that they gave out, that, you know, they laid out the money from before. Yeah, I do. Why not? It's there. I don't think it's, you know, okay, it's a nice thing, pick it up, put the money in, pick it up, put it down, go more as well. Okay, so what do you think of this brisket rub? I think it's a very fascinating brisket rub.
So probably other people that think that it's all nefron and the scat blows off. The scat blows off in the wind. That's also possible when the
bridge
grew up, it's just
been
in the
machitza,
the
sky
goes up,
right,
because
Kolzman that it did blow off, that it was there, so you're good.
Right.
The question is, but if you can't stand even Baruch Mitzuya,
the
sky, then it's no good even with...
The sky is not absorbed by Baruch Mitzuya, only the machitza.
I don't know, what's the din? Is there din ruch mitzuyah by
skach? He's saying it's a din
mechitza, it's nothing to do with the... Yeah, okay, it's din mechitza. The question is the skach called a mechitza? That's the question. Okay, I have to think about it. Okay? Okay, I think we more or less finished this packet. Okay, we more or less finished this packet. Oh!
You're right.
Yep.
Rav Sternbach on page 21, just to conclude, you know, discusses the canvas sukkahs in terms of the din of the mechaber, the rabbeinu peretz, that you might deal with minta kiva lavadaite. He thinks that, he says, kayom sheish nogim nishtamish bestinim v'lai l'daitem shashukhanach mayim shekosher rak l'mala. As much as she did not take Shalomi Daito. I mean, the beacon Hatev Lamala or Lamata, but if it's tied on Lamala Lamata, well, it's Dadim, Yesh Lochosh, Ein Lochosh, she not take. So there. Right. And this makes a better ride for the canvas, because that means that the Shulchan Aruch was talking about when it wasn't tied on the bottom. I don't know. I see the Shemini. I don't know. I don't know. Okay, whatever. Okay, I'm going to say, so I gave out Chaf already. So tomorrow's Thursday, we'll start a little Chaf. And then Sunday, we'll have also Sukkah. And then I have the Shiurim. I told you this year I wanted to discuss the halakhas of what? Of traveling on Sukkot in Eretz Yisrael. So it's not relevant for Chutz Laaretz, but guys go a lot to Eretz Yisrael, and so you know, you have to know, you want to take a bus to Yerushalayim at night, are you chayiv, you're not chayiv, you know, it's something that's kedai to sit down once in your life and work out the halacha.
Rabbi Haber made.
Yeah, Yaakov Haber.
Yeah. So,
okay,
so
I
hold it. Maybe it'd be good to.
Okay, let me look at it. Okay, I'll give it back to you when we finish. Yeah, okay.
I don't know if you make a chart, but it might be good for the guys.
Yeah.